Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, isolated snow showers this afternoon around 40. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, scattered snow showers early, then clearing skies overnight mid-teens with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper teens. For Friday, sunny skies, warmer at 44. Right now, it's 21.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A 30-year-old California man was sentenced yesterday to 52 months in federal prison for smuggling 18 pounds of cocaine into the Sunflower State. The Office of U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says Jesus Gonzalez Molina pleaded guilty to one count of possession with intent to distribute cocaine. In his plea, he admitted he was driving eastbound on I-70 through Shawnee County when he was stopped by the Kansas Highway Patrol. Troopers searched the 07 Toyota 4Runner he was driving and found a hidden compartment containing the drugs. A 73-year-old Wichita man who was changing a flat tire along the interstate was hit by a semi-tractor trailer and killed. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports the truck drove away from the crash early yesterday morning on I-35 in Franklin County. The driver was later stopped by law enforcement officers near Gardner, about 15 miles from the crash scene. Sidney Leroy Huff killed in the accident. A 23-year-old passenger in his vehicle was not injured. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
The KBI investigating the death of a Junction City Police Department employee after an incident occurred yesterday morning in the police department's parking lot. Around 9:10 yesterday morning, the Hutch Post reports a Junction City police officer exited the police department and discovered a 58-year-old civilian employee who had suffered a fatal gunshot wound. A full investigation is being conducted. Authorities say there is no threat to the public related to the incident. Garden City Police continuing to investigate after the discovery of a man with a gunshot wound in an alley. KSN-TV reports that around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, responding officers found a man lying on the ground with a gunshot wound. He was transported to St. Catherine Hospital in Garden City, where he was then flown to Colorado for further evaluation. The Garden City Police Department says they're not actively looking for any suspects and that there is no indication of criminal activity. With your Wednesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska's Pardons Board has refused to pardon the murder conviction of the ex-girlfriend of Charles Starkweather, the infamous killer who went on a rampage in the 1950s. The board voted 3-0 yesterday to deny the application from Carly Ann Clare, even though some relatives of Starkweather's victims lobbied in her favor. Nebraska officials say they're looking to build a new prison space to ease chronic overcrowding that's expected to worsen over time. Nebraska Department of Correctional Services Director Scott Frakes said yesterday that he plans to seek more information about possible new construction projects. One idea is a facility built by a private developer and leased to Nebraska until the state eventually owns it. Frakes faced questions earlier this month from lawmakers who voiced concern that Nebraska's inmate population will continue growing and outpace the state's efforts to add more space.
Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville was recently named one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the United States for 2020 for the fourth consecutive year by the Charter Center for Rural Health. The annual survey is based on 8 segments of performance, which are measured considering market and value. CMH is a 25-bed critical access hospital offering emergency, acute, ancillary, and outpatient services, in addition to operating 3 rural health clinics, home health services, a durable medical equipment store, and contract services of physical, occupational, and speech therapies, dialysis clinic, and anesthesia. With over 200 employees, 7 family physicians, 6 nurse practitioners, a general surgeon, certified nurse anesthetist, and a host of volunteers, CMH shares a commitment to providing quality care for people living and working in Marshall and surrounding counties. Its outpatient referral clinic offers a wide range of specialty services provided by over 37 consulting physicians from Manhattan and Lincoln. Washington County High School winter homecoming was Friday with Janae Romeiser chosen queen and Garrett Otat king. Other queen candidates were Mackenzie Hubbin and Julissa Martinez. Other king candidates were Austin Perrick and Seth Bonner. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday. An update from the Bulldog Boosters was presented, with approval given for the group to pursue new lighting for the football field at Homer Hansen Stadium. The Stadium Renovation Committee was granted authority to pursue fundraising for a new press box. Funding for a new Ag Technology Center was discussed, with a contribution from Landall Corporation acknowledged, and that Citizen State Banks will contribute $25,000 toward the project. A letter of intent with AHRS Construction was approved with a cost of $3.1 million. A groundbreaking is set for Monday, February 24th at 10 a.m., which begins FFA week. The 2021 school year calendar was approved with classes to begin Monday, August 17th and dismissal May 20th. Plans were announced for developing a community coffee group where the public can meet with board members. Administrative contracts were unanimously approved through June 2022 for Darren Schrader, Jason Wheeler, and Doug Miniman. USD 115 Neal Hall Central is seeking individuals interested in serving an appointed position to the district board representing the west portion of Seneca and other areas. The notice was approved at a recent meeting with action planned for the March meeting. The opening came available after the write-in candidates and winner from the November election declined the position and will serve through the next election. For additional details, contact the district office. Washington Community Foundation is accepting spring grant application for community improvements. Since organization in 2009, over $80,000 in grants have been awarded, with $12,000 available this spring. Application and foundation information is available online at WashingtonCountyCF.org. Spring application deadline is April 1st. RSVP of Northeast Kansas is offering free income tax assistance for qualifying residents each Wednesday at the Helvering Center in Marysville from 9 to 11 and from 1 until 3. They will offer an evening session at the Helvering Center this Thursday from 4 until 7. For details, contact the RSVP office or Marshall County Extension. Carol Ann Steinfeld, age 72, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Burial in the Lanham Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Carol Steinfeld. Marlene M. Frericks, age 68, of Holmesville, passed away on Saturday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10 a.m., St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial, the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation, Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Marlene Frericks. Herman Fred Neutsch, age 95, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Herman Neutsch. Mona E. Anderson, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mona Anderson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger, baked beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, corn, whole wheat bread, and blushing pears. KNDY News, time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, we have a system affecting the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some snow showers from Nebraska into Kansas, into parts of Iowa, and that will continue to push off towards the south-southeast as we head through the day. Otherwise, we'll expect to see dry weather as we head towards the end of the week across the central parts of the Midwest. Upper parts of the Midwest, high-pressure system overhead, bringing dry weather, chilly temperatures, but all around, we're going to see warmer temperatures as we head towards the weekend. Another system will move through across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing a chance of rain and snow showers Saturday into Saturday night and Sunday. So looking at the forecast in our area, we're going to see increasing clouds, isolated snow showers this afternoon around 40. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, scattered snow showers, cloudy skies, then clearing overnight in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 30s. For Friday, sunny in the mid-40s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-February, 46, record high on this date 73 in 2016. The average low 24, the record low is 1 degree in 2006. Sunset this evening 6:07, sunrise in the morning at 7:14. 22 degrees in Marysville this morning with a light northeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 19th of February. KNDY News, time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The airing of grievances. Hello, everyone. Derek Dennis reporting on sports. As spring training starts, more players are airing out their frustrations at MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred on how he handled the Astros' sign-stealing scandal. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Under fire, baseball commissioner Rob Manfred, increasingly by outspoken players like Washington Nationals infielder Howie Kendrick.
The commissioner really hasn't done a great job.
Atlanta Braves outfielder Nick Markakis.
He should be embarrassed of himself.
The commissioner saying the players' union would not negotiate without blanket immunity for players. To ESPN Sunday on whether to take away the 2017 World Series title and trophy.
Asking for a piece of metal back seems, sort of
a futile act.
Tuesday,
it was a mistake to say what I said.
After backlash.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers are making coaching staff changes. Head coach John Beilein will be leaving the organization, and associate head coach J.B. Bickerstaff will be promoted to full-time head coach. This is ABC Sports. In college hoops, number one Baylor moved past the Oklahoma Sooners.
Jared Butler between the rings. He will drive on Williams, running banker. Wow. Good, and a foul.
Wow, what a play by Butler.
The call on Learfield, IMG College. Baylor's 65-54 victory breaks a Big 12 record with 23 consecutive wins. Bears' Jared Butler led the team with 22 points. Number 6 Dayton topped the VCU Rams.
Into the hands of Obi, working beyond the arc. He'll hand it off to Cohill. Cohill finds Crutcher, open for three, good.
The call on WHIO Dayton wins. It's 66-61. Jalen Crutcher scored 18 points, and Obi Toppin chipped in for 12 for Dayton. Number 8 Florida State handled Pittsburgh.
Crossover dribble down. They knock away, taken away by Raekwon Gray. 3-on-2, Gray takes the middle. Gray looks, shoves in the corner. Catch and shoot, triple, Polite pulls out.
The call on Seminole IMG Network. Florida State's 82-67 beatdown gains them their 14th straight home win. Derek Dennis, ABC.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls action. Valley Heights took Clifton Clyde 49-46. Axtell over Troy 36-29. Frankfort beat Onega 58-43. Hanover girls took Washington County 56-43. Centralia topped Blue Valley 78-55. Chapman girls over Rock Creek 38-37. Phillipsburg down Concordia 57-33. Wamego edges Clay Center in overtime 35-34. Hayes beat Abilene 47-44. Girls action in Southeast Nebraska playoffs. Diller O'Dell over Heartland 46-29. Southern took Tri-County 36-21. Boys play Clifton Clyde down Valley Heights 44-43. Axtell over Troy 67-33. Frankfort beat Onega 59-25. Washington County boys down Hanover 61-52. Centralia beat Blue Valley 59-48. Rock Creek over Chapman 58-43. Phillipsburg took Concordia 61-46. And Hayes beat Abilene 56-46.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster. Subscribe to our latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, briefly, before we get to this morning's numbers, we'll recap on how yesterday closed up as corn following the wheat and finishing a bit higher at the close. Speaking of the wheat, a significant double-digit gain for the wheat complex. Soybeans do finish in the red, and the cotton closed Tuesday with gains. Into the livestock, we see the cattle market finishing the session with gains. Gains as high as 27 to 20 cents for the live cattle. Front-month feeder cattle futures were also higher, with March leading the way with a gain of 77 cents. The feeder cattle index was up 12 cents to $140.72. Wholesale box beef prices were lower and widened the spread. Choice boxes were down by $1.13, and select boxes were a full 245 lower. Hogs did see a triple-digit gain yesterday. Now to this morning's numbers, we see a bit of give back as through the grains, we see a lot of red. March corn down 1 3/4 at 381 1/4. May down the same mark at 385 3/4. Kansas City wheat and the rest of the wheat complex not giving back the substantial gain that they made yesterday, but still giving back quite a bit this morning. March down a nickel at 480 1/4. May down 5 3/4 at 487 1/4. Soybeans also giving a bit back this morning. March beans down 2 3/4 at 889 1/2. May sitting at 899 1/2. That's down 2 3/4. March soybean meals unchanged at 299.20, but soy oil sharply lower, down 41 points at 30.07. Cotton complex starting this morning on the same foot. March up 48 points at 68.35. Energy complex mostly higher, though natural gas is down 2 at 195. March heating oil up a penny at 168. Unleaded gas is fractionally higher, now at 161 a gallon. And March crude oil up 70 cents at 52.75 a barrel. Gold's trading up $7 an ounce at 16.0730. Silver's up 15 cents at 18.29, and the dollar index slightly higher. Sam Speck with your markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Government Accountability Office looking into President Trump's $28 billion aid program for farmers that were hurt by trade disputes with other countries. The office is investigating allegations that the money was mismanaged and distributed unfairly. The investigation came about because of requests by Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow, who says she thinks the aid program was biased. She argues that the program provided more funds to southern states that voted for the president and that it favored large and foreign ag companies over small farms. The administration says the aid program that began in 2018 will end this year. The program started as a $12 billion effort to help mitigate losses for farmers who face lost sales because of the retaliatory tariffs from China, European Union, Canada, and Mexico as a result of the trade wars. The program grew to $28 billion last year as the trade war disruptions with China lingered. Critics have said the formula that was used to determine payments for certain crops was faulty, which meant funds went to multiple big corporations or large farms instead of small family operations. Hemp producers around the country feel they're being treated like criminals. That's because the labs that test the crop must be certified by the Drug Enforcement Administration, something that has the country's producers uneasy. USDA's new hemp regulations say farmers have to ship some of their crop off to labs so they can verify the crop doesn't contain illegal amounts of THC. If a hemp crop is found non-compliant, it would mean the THC level above 0.3%, that it has to be completely destroyed under the supervision of law enforcement officers. Some critics worry the DEA lab certification will create a major bottleneck to testing, which must take place between a 15-day window before harvest. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, and it is agriculture, as we all know. Well, the suspense is over. We now know the winner of the Farm Bureau's Dog of the Year contest. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The suspense is over. The 2020 American Farm Bureau Federation Dog of the Year is an Aussie named Flint. He's not a farm dog. He's a ranch dog from Utah. Rhett and Beth Crandall say they depend on this 11-and-a-half-year-old Australian Shepherd to move livestock through multiple pastures. He is also certified through the Canine Good Citizens Program, and in his free time, he visits with residents at senior centers in Utah. Borrowing from a Farm Bureau video you can see online on YouTube, here is Rhett and Beth talking about Flint.
A lot of times people don't understand how important a ranch dog is to a rancher. They can reduce the labor costs on a ranch. They can increase the efficiency. They can reduce the stress that are on the livestock. While all of those things are important, at the end of the day, these dogs, they are part of our family. They truly enrich our lives and make ranching really the best job in the world.
If we hadn't had Flint to kind of put this legacy on us and on our ranch, then we wouldn't know today the necessity of a good working dog. Flint is definitely getting up there in age. He doesn't know, and you can't look at him and know that he's 11 and a half years old. He's out there constantly working his muscles and his heart and his lungs. He's also doing something that he loves. I mean, there's nothing that he would rather do than be able to go to work every day. And I think that that's really helped to keep Flint young. We know that one day Flint's not going to be able to be out here chasing livestock and working the cattle like he does right now. One day he's going to have to retire from the farm and from his ranch work, but for now he's going to go out every day and keep doing the thing that he's passionate about. I know that I'm never going to be able to replace him, and there's never going to be another Flint in my life. He's definitely completed me. He's just made that long-term impact to my life.
Oh boy, we sure do get attached to our dogs, don't we? Flint's prize is $5,000 cash, a trophy plate, a year's worth of dog food and other Purina products. Four runners-up in the contest, each getting $1,000 in prize money, a trophy plate, and a whole bunch of dog food and other items from Purina. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, February the 19th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. First calf heifer pairs include 10 gentle black. First calf heifers will have 30-day-old AI sire calves beside. We'll have 19 big fancy Angus and black white-faced first calf heifers with 30 to 50-day-old Angus sire calves. There will be 91 big fancy calf vaccinated pelvic measured Gelvy Angus cross first calf heifers. They're AI bred to Hinkson low birth weight Angus bulls for March and April calves. We'll have complete dispersal of the Don McLaughlin estate cows consisting of 65 black cows and bred heifers. There'll be 2 to 7 years old, they're bred to Angus bulls for March and April calving. We'll have 55 black-white-faced and Hereford cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to Angus bulls for late February-March calves. There will be 2 more dispersals consisting of 97 black and black-white-faced cows that will be 3 years to older, be bred to Angus and red Angus bulls for March and April calves. There will be 125 black cows, 3 years to older, bred to Angus bulls for March and April calves. Also offered will be 15 black-white-faced cows, 3 to 5 years old. They'll have Angus-sired calves. We will have more bred cows and bred heifers by sale time. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 19th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 22 degrees, sunshine, with highs around 40 on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The NCAA took a significant step toward allowing all Divisional I athletes to transfer one time without sitting out a season of competition. A plan to change the waiver process expected to be presented to the Division I Council in April. If adopted, new criteria would go into effect for the 2020-21 academic year and be a boon for athletes in high-profile sports such as football and men's and women's basketball. In those sports, along with baseball and men's hockey, Division I undergraduate athletes are required to do what the NCAA calls a year in residence after transferring, when they can practice with their new teams but not participate in games. Hoops action tonight. It's the Kansas State Wildcats at Texas Tech. That game tips off at 8 o'clock. K-State back in action tomorrow night as they'll take on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, wear lavender Saturday, February 22nd as K-State hosts Texas in the annual throwback game. This year, we attempt to fill Bramlage with lavender, so make sure to pick out your best lavender tee or jersey. Tickets start at less than $20 with the $75 Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve yours today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. Saturday, February 22nd. Cheer on your Cats against the Longhorns. Wear lavender. Go Cats!
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Valley Heights took Clifton Clyde 49-46. Axtell over Troy 36-29. Frankfort beat Onega 58-43. Hanover girls took Washington County 56-43. Centralia topped Blue Valley 78-55. Chapman girls over Rock Creek 38-37. Phillipsburg down Concordia 57-33. Wamego edges Clay Center in overtime 35-34. Hayes beat Abilene 47-44. Girls action in Southeast Nebraska playoffs. Diller O'Dell over Heartland 46-29. Southern took Tri-County 36-21. Boys play Clifton Clyde down Valley Heights 44-43. Axtell over Troy 67-33. Frankfort beat Onega 59-25. Washington County boys down Hanover 61-52. Centralia beat Blue Valley 59-48, Rock Creek over Chapman 58-43, Phillipsburg took Concordia 61-46, and Hayes beat Abilene 56-46.
Being a kid today isn't what it was a generation ago. Today's case in point, tree climbing. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 19th. It is the 50th day of the year, and Motown legend Smokey Robinson has a birthday. Once upon a time, tree climbing was an indispensable part of childhood. It helped develop coordination and motor skills, required critical thinking, and fired the imagination like nothing else. Today, few parents would dream of letting a child scale an oak or cottonwood unsupervised. There is no doubt a fall could cause serious injury, but a recent study by Phoenix University puts things in perspective. In a survey of over 1,600 parents of tree climbers, the most common injury reported was scraped skin. Fewer than 2% reported a broken bone. Meanwhile, over 3 million kids are treated for injuries each year from organized sports. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Shouldn't spend your whole life wishing for something bound to fall apart. Every time you're feeling empty, better thank your lucky stars. If you ever felt one breaking, you never wanna hold.